Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. I love hearing from small business owners and employees, by the way. Let's talk about your business on this podcast. Send me an email, gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Today's stories, trends for small businesses to watch in the supermarket industry and the environment for startups and entrepreneurs in a big state like Florida. Those stories after this. No one compliments you when their paycheck is correct, but make one mistake and you risk alienating your entire workforce. With Kronos, we make sure your payroll is done right the first time, from punch to paycheck. Embedded checklists, simplified workflows, a single source of truth. HR, payroll, talent, and timekeeping in one unified system, all with a proven implementation approach and simplified, transparent pricing. Learn more at kronos.com/payroll. Kronos, workforce innovation that works. Not since Walmart first pushed into groceries in the late 1980s have traditional supermarket chains faced so many challenges. E-commerce is transforming the business, forcing cash-strapped companies to overhaul their operations and invest heavily in technology and talent to keep customers from straying to Amazon. Small businesses are watching this closely. At the same time, they have to keep food prices as low as consumers have come to expect. Wall Street Journal reporter Heather Haddon says the transition has proven tough for Kroger. Heather, what have you found?
So Kroger, the biggest traditional supermarket chain in the U.S., has been trying various strategies to deal with how people are looking to shop now. So, of course, most people still go to grocery stores. You go to your grocery store to do your shop, but more and more folks are looking for convenience. They want either online delivery or they want to place an order online and pick it up at their store. And a lot of people have really become conditioned by Amazon that delivery or some kind of ease and convenience online is the way they shop, and increasingly that is going towards food and grocery shopping. Kroger has certainly been aware of this change for a number of years, has tried various experiments on that front, but really the Amazon Whole Foods deal is what woke up Kroger and all of the industry at large, that this is something they needed to address, needed to do it now. So they've made a bunch of different investments and deals in the last year. They are working with an autonomous vehicle company startup based in Silicon Valley to deliver groceries in a way that they hope will be very cheap down the road. They're working on selling their products in China through Alibaba. They acquired a meal kit company. They've also taken a stake into a British automated online grocery delivery service. So they are trying, but of course, like any big retailer, bricks and mortar retailer, they have a lot to catch up on.
Yeah. So do they see themselves behind at this point?
I think the current executives do think that they need to do more, that there was some efforts in the past. They didn't really pan out into anything big and transformative in a way that some of their competitors like Walmart and Target have done. They acknowledge that to some extent, but they say, you know, look at what we're doing now. They have a 3-year plan to spend billions of dollars in all kinds of investments, but technology being part of that. They really see themselves as being able to ramp up their digital sales aggressively. They're hoping for a $9 billion annualized run rate of digital sales by the end of this year, which is a very aggressive timeline to ramp up these sales. So they've really they have their work cut out for them.
We're speaking with Heather Haddon, Wall Street Journal reporter. She's written a piece entitled America's Biggest Supermarket Company Struggles with Online Grocery Upheaval. So you mentioned this 3-year plan. How do investors feel about that?
Mixed. I would say that some investors are heartened that they are doing something, that they're addressing this, but even their supporters acknowledge that this is really going to hurt their profitability in the short term. So as a series of their earnings recently where they've had to disclose the amount that they're investing in these kind of new initiatives, their stock has fallen. So investors kind of want their cake and eat it too. They want to see this company make the investments to survive in the long term, but they don't like what it means in the short term. So there's a bit of a divide there between, you know, those who look at a long-term perspective with Kroger, a safe, stable kind of staple company that has been around for a long time with good management, according to a lot of them. But in the short term, this is tough. They're having to sacrifice a lot of money to do this.
Thanks, Heather. Wall Street Journal reporter Heather Hatton. More after this. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. All it takes is 15 minutes to find out if you could save 15% or more on car insurance. And Geico offers coverage for more than just car insurance. Got a motorcycle? Geico's got you covered. Got an RV? Covered. Got a boat? Covered. How about homeowners or renters insurance? You bet Geico's got you covered. And there's so much more Geico could help with. Plus, don't forget the discounts. Go to geico.com today and see how much you could save. That's geico.com.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business. But you don't have to take our word for it. Take Evan Lyles, CEO of Roush Enterprises, instead.
For the people that are involved in product development, there couldn't be more unique and exciting opportunities that are really going to shape the future of the world. It's a really exciting time to be in Michigan.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
Picked up this story from Axios.com. In Miami, more than half of the population was born outside of the city, and some of the startup ecosystem's most important support organizations, venture funds, and startups are led by women. The city's tagline, an ecosystem built by immigrants, led by women. A large part of Florida relies on lower-wage jobs in hospitality, tourism, agriculture, and construction. Zero income tax is a big draw to the state, but knocks include rising housing prices, inadequate transportation infrastructure, and climate change concerns. Higher-wage tech jobs are on the rise, including on the Space Coast. But Axios says many of those jobs aren't coming from startups, but rather from big companies like SpaceX, Northrop Grumman, and Lockheed Martin, headquartered in other states and opening up satellite operations in Florida. The bottom line, Axios says, high-growth startups are typically responsible for generating the most jobs, more so than established companies. Florida's biggest cities see diversity as the key to attracting entrepreneurs and investors to back them, spurring job growth and keeping younger workers in the state. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report can be found on our website this morning with GordonDeal.com. That's also where you can catch our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Again, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. You can send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.